Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. We are getting an update from Benchmark Metals, traded on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol BNCH and on the OTCQX under the symbol BNCHF. We are chatting with the president, Jim Gregg. Now, just to remind everybody, Benchmark Minerals is focused on the Lawyers Gold and Silver Project located in the Golden Horseshoe area of northern British Columbia. Company already has almost a 3 million ounce resource, both inferred and indicated. And the important aspect, too, is near-term growth. The company has a 100,000-meter drill program that is ongoing, and we're following up on some results that were just announced today. These results, we're going to dive into them because they're pretty impressive. First of all, grades. We saw some high grades, also some long widths, and all these results very near to surface. But this is a zone that we haven't really talked about. This is at the Cliffs Creek deposit. So this deposit accounts for 2.1 million ounces of that almost 3 million ounce resource. And we're talking about the mid zone here. A lot of the resources are contained in the north and south zones, but this mid zone, Jim, bring us up to speed. Why did you start drilling at this mid zone and what's important about these results then?
Yeah, these are very exciting and encouraging results. Previously, the mid zone at Cliff Creek looked as though it pinched in and the area was starting to diminish. But with our work and geophysics and more ground mapping and more understanding of the structures, we shifted our drills slightly to the east at the center of this big deposit, and now it's paying off big rewards. We had an intersection very close to surface that included just over 21 meters of almost 10 grams gold equivalent, so that's gold and silver. But that was within a bigger, broader interval of over 68 meters of just over 3.2 grams gold equivalent. So these are big value-added ounces, but also high-grade material at surface. And there's two things happening. Our drilling continues to increase and expand the current resources, but we're also seeing brand new pockets of material that will provide more tonnage. But the key to all of this is we keep encountering more higher grade material that is right at surface. And nothing provides the biggest benefit is when you have high grade material at surface, because that has the biggest impact on your economics and cash flow when you get into a mining scenario. So this is really rewarding and it's exciting.
Yeah, Jim, you got to love high grade at surface, economic ounces being found. Just a question then, the last time we spoke, you had just found the connector zone between Cliff Creek and the Duke Ridge more on the north end. And now you found this new, I guess you could call it a connector zone between the north and south section here at the Cliff Creek deposit in this mid zone. How are you guys finding all of these new high grade ounces in these areas that were previously considered non-core areas? What geologically caused you to put the drills in there, or is it just a systematic approach to how you drill?
It's a very systematic approach. Inevitably, you need to drill to prove gold and silver in the ground. And this is a structurally controlled deposit or system, and often you've got these faults that cross-cut these long northwesterly trending structures. And often you can have these zones and structures that are slightly offset, that have moved one direction or another. And so without seeing things naked or right at surface with a bit of cover, you need to drill. So the systematic approach of fences and stepping out in a very organized fashion with this 100,000 meters of drilling is paying off in a big way for the company. Now, as you mentioned, there's two zones that are expanding right at surface. We found two brand new pockets that will deliver more ounces, but even better, these are ounces that are higher grade. So it will all have an impact on an updated resource and will certainly have an impact on the economics in a preliminary economic assessment.
Now, that's really the important aspect here, because I know after our last call, the company is moving forward with the PEA, but some of the recent drilling success has actually had you guys maybe just delay that PEA a little bit, because when you have results like this, you do want them included because they do help the economics, especially that high grade component close to surface. What's the follow-up work going to be here, Jim? Because I assume you guys are going to be focusing a bit more on this mid-zone because of the results recently.
Yeah, that's right. So once these results just came back from the lab, we've already started adjusting our drilling. And not only is the drilling focusing on that connector zone that we announced 3 weeks ago, but now we're also adjusting for these higher grade near surface ounces at Mid Cliff Creek. The drills are turning in the right direction and they're filling in these gaps to generate new gold and silver material.
Well, Jim, it just also begs the question, are there any other areas? I mean, it makes sense to put the focus in these two new zones and these two new pockets you found, but do you think there's any other pockets waiting out there that also have this high grade at surface that just haven't been tested before? Is there any other targets that have your eye?
There is indeed. And we announced that last week. The Marmot Zone is a brand new discovery for Benchmark. This is starting to look like a satellite deposit that would sit south of the main Cliff Creek zone. We delivered 30 meters of 2.8 grams gold equivalent near surface. So what we're seeing here is there is mineralization at surface, because nearby that 30 meters of 2.8 grams, we had a grab sample that returned 2 ounces of gold and significant silver within it. So now we're drilling that area as well with shallow drilling at surface to generate a new resource on the satellite area. So now, you know, we're at three pockets. That's what's happening. You see three pockets. The Marmot Zone as a new discovery. The Mid Cliff Creek area is expanding. And then there's the connector zone.
So then, Jim, how should investors view this company? Because you already have that 3 million ounce resource. Seems like that will be going higher when you update the resource. You'll put some economics around what you already know, but you also have all this exploration potential. Plus, you are in an area, the Golden Horseshoe of BC, that has garnered a little bit more attention from some of the majors. So what is the strategy here to continue to show exploration success and hopefully package this up to an end buyer? Or are you guys going to be moving through with, who knows, even building out a mine plan for that updated resource and economics when they come out?
So Benchmark will continue to act and work like it's going to put this mine into production, because all those steps along that pipeline to putting shovels in the ground delivers more value, but it also delivers significant interest to a major or a suitor who may consider taking us over. Those are all steps they would need to do. And if we complete them first and move it in a fast pipeline, well, then the company becomes more valuable and most certainly the market cap of the company lifts.
Well, Jim, just remind everybody what kind of cash in the bank the company has and what the budget is for the remaining, I guess, one third of the drill program you still have in front of you.
Sure. So we're currently at $13 million Canadian cash in the treasury. There are warrants that are in the money as we speak. Those warrants will all be exercised in December because they're due for expiry. That adds another $2.5 million. So we anticipate that once this program's completed, all of the drilling, we'll still have a good, strong cash position in the bank. And we've already begun planning for the 2022 program, which will include, you know, another large amount of drilling. But there'll be excessive focus on a feasibility study and the permitting pipeline to get this project into production.
All right, Jim, we're going to follow along as all this news continues to be released, especially on the back of the drill program that's ongoing. And when we get to that updated resource and PEA, there's still a lot of news to come in the meantime, though. So if anybody has any follow-up questions or wants some more detail on anything the Benchmark is doing, please email us either fleck@kereport.com or shad@kereport.com. We will get those addressed for you. We'll follow up on the back of some more drill results, especially if they're good drill results like the ones we just saw today. Jim, thank you for your time. Appreciate the update. We will chat again soon.
Always a pleasure, Corey and Chad. Thank you.